This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass. Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion. Brace, not embrace. While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie.
Her Society.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie. Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. So Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there are some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society, your favourite radio show for girls who love girls. And let's stop and hold the press. We have a special comeback appearance from the real Natalie Zivang. Oh, did you like the funny I just pulled there?
That's fantastic.
I had that. That's why I was waiting for you to come in so I could just say that on air. But there you go.
That's so cute. Yes, I am back. Mama's home now. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you brought along with you some of your mates. I recognise the one with the radio voice, but I'm not sure who the other three are.
Well, me too. Like, I think I saw them on television on maybe a French fries ad.
You know that big billboard of us in Times Square, New York?
Yes.
They've got a little one underneath. That's who they are.
Wishful thinking, but I'll take it.
Absolutely. Well, we've got them coming up. I've got a bit of a challenge for them. But plus, we have a special guest from the other lesbian show, Lip Service, coming up next week on Her Society. Can you guess who it is?
Ooh.
Text her on 0427 Joy949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie live on Joy94.9. Joy94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. On Vogue there, the funky mix. Mm. You can't make this stuff up because that's actually what it says, the funky mix.
Great, I love it.
My loving, this is Her Society on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9, coming to you live all over the world via joy.org.au. So, Zebu.
Yes.
You've brought a whole cohort of people along.
I have.
Yourself.
I found some people on the street and I invited them up.
They do look street. Like, they look very street. Yes. A couple of them look like they've borrowed clothing from the street too.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Oh, I'm getting LA slapped.
LA slapped for sure.
So, joining us in the studio, please introduce Zebu.
We have Whitney Mixter from The Real L Word, Sato Betancourt from The Real L Word, DJ Asha, and DJ Leslie from Juicy Club LA.
You're not saying it right.
It's, what?
It's DJ Leslie.
DJ Leslie.
It's Asha, right?
But that's what she said.
Oh, did I say that?
That's what you said.
Welcome back to Australia, guys.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you.
You've had a longer time here this time. How's it been?
It's been fantastic. I mean, we've been here in how long now? 10 days and
almost.
Still kicking?
We're still going.
As long as we don't acknowledge what time it is back home, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
I hear you get updates from it here and there.
Well, it's kind of a crazy time difference, I have to say. It's like a day behind plus some hours forward or something.
We are in the future and it's looking up.
Because when you go home, you actually gain a day. But you come here, you lose a day. That day, you'll never get back again.
Yeah,
never.
Nah.
The day's gone forever.
It sucks, doesn't it?
So next year, we'll be like, what did you do on this day? You're like, I don't know. We never lived it.
That day never existed.
It's up in the air, literally.
It is. Have you seen any sights this year that you didn't last?
Well, we fed kangaroos.
Oh, yeah. I picked one up, actually.
You picked up a kangaroo?
I picked up a kangaroo. I'm the type of person that stops people on the street when they have animals, and even weird animals. Like, if a bird would let me pick it up, I would. So I decided that I would pick up this kangaroo. Me and this kangaroo were homies, literally.
And ask her how many times she's been nipped in the face by various animals. But she means well.
I do. And this kangaroo was so cute. It, like, wanted me to. It was looking me in the eye. I had to.
You had to pick it up.
I picked up a kangaroo in Australia.
Was it heavy?
No, I didn't pick it up all the way. Like, I didn't actually cradle it in my arms. I almost did. It
kangaroo
was
that, assault.
You know, it was like a little one. It was like this big.
I thought I saw something about that a tourist assaulting a kangaroo. Yeah, it was this tourist.
Right.
right. It all makes sense
for
now.
Assaulting a kangaroo, yeah. Literally. How? Yeah.
Oh, no.
That would be something I'd go to jail for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Kangaroos. That's awesome. And did you hug a koala bear, as it seems to be the trivial thing?
I did. I did, yeah.
Asha did. Did it claw you?
It kind of grabbed the cup of my boob.
Oh,
but it's okay.
Was it a lesbian koala bear?
Je ne sais pas. I didn't ask.
You did not?
It was my place. I have to wait for the koala to come out.
Yeah.
Otherwise... Otherwise, it will seem you're interested in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Date a koala.
Well, absolutely. Last year, guys, Natalie and I fed you some Australian tucker, being a toast on Vegemite. Given the footage that we've got of you, you didn't seem very keen on it. So I've got a whole lot more. No, I'm joking.
That's like just cool. Tim Tam Slam, though.
That was cool, hey.
I would try Vegemite again, just saying.
Oh, God. Why did you say that?
Out of the four of you, Sarah, you were the one who were like, just lather it on. Just more. And he tasted it. You're like, no.
I'm willing to give it a second chance.
Well, I do have a bit of a task for you lined up.
You're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Happy birthday to Ginny. Just remind me it's my birthday. Thank you. However, I don't think it's my birthday today. Is it my birthday?
Ginny, when is your birthday?
November 6th. Apparently it's on January 28th.
I've just had too much boob. I mean, sun.
And I was scanning the crowd looking for little Zebu, and all of a sudden I see these six beads looking up at me. It was poor Zebu's head stuck in between two topless girls.
I'm like, when is a goddamn good time? I'd like to get married.
$1 million question here tonight is, do French girls wear bras?
If anything offends you, please visit ohmygodicanbelievejinnyandnatalysaidthat.com.au.
Join 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie on your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. We just heard from Jodeci with a...
Jodeci. I like how that R&B group became like an Italian dude from Jersey.
Jodeci.
I was trying to put a bit of like a subcontinental vibe to it, but clearly I was wrong in that too. I put Italian in there.
Jodeci's in the house.
Now we are joined by the Real Elwood stars, Whitney Mixer, Sarah Betancourt, and Juicy DJs, Asher and Leslie. Zebu, if you want to say hello to all of us, what can you do?
Yes, well, if you want to ask Whitney and Sarah a question, 0427JOY949, you can text us or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Or you can tweet us.
Tweet.
At Her Society Live.
Tweet.
Speaking of tweeting, I think this is something you should tweet about after you have this experience. Now, in front of you four ladies, I have put a piece of paper face down. I'd like you to turn it around. I think you guys had a peek, didn't you?
I know.
Did you? Now, there's a list of sayings there. Now, I've got 16. Asha's just looking at it going, what the hell is this, Ginny? This is worse than Vegemite. But now, I want you guys to all learn how to say these sayings, because next time when you come to Australia, I want you to have a conversation with these. These are like key words to say it. So, Whitney, what's the first one? Can you try and say it?
Fair dinkum.
She owned that.
She got that.
She got that. That deserves a cheer. Now, do you know what fair dinkum means?
I have no idea.
Fair dinkum means, you know, I'm like, this is the real deal.
Oh,
this is serious. This is serious, Mum. Yeah. Sarah, what's the next one?
What a ripper.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
It's like a knee slapper. What a ripper. That's great.
That's like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What a ripper. Or, you know, ripper also means fart.
She ripped one.
Yeah. That's probably a Western thing more so than an Australian thing. But what a ripper. Right.
Yep.
Asher, the next one?
An absolute rip snorter.
Now that term, an absolute rip snorter, is mainly used in football games here, like Aussie rules, because it's going to be, it's pretty much a way of saying it's going to be amazing. Like, tomorrow's event is going to be an absolute rip snorter.
Rip snorter.
Rip snorter.
That's a long word to describe something that could be fairly short.
Yeah.
Such as...
like, dope. Like
a dope.
We could have done that, but no, Australians like to go the long way around.
Yes.
Yep.
Leslie, Lee, you want to read the fourth one?
Shut your gob.
Which is pretty. Your gob is your mouth.
Shut
it. It's actually, we could have said shut up, but you have to add an extra syllable in there just to make things complicated.
I like it.
So this is one of my favorite ones. I'm going to tart myself up.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to use that in regular life.
You have to. It's just you're going to get dressed up. So every time you guys go out to party, got to say, get like in a little circle, chant Juicy Club, and then go, I'm going to tart myself up.
Tart myself up. Yep.
In my head, I hope that happens. Let's head to a track with Debbie Morgan. This is Dance With Me on Joy 94.9. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. Did I say that name right? Debbie?
That's fine.
That's right?
Well,
it's not like Debelia or anything.
Actually, it is.
It's Jamelia! It's not I'm going to turn your mic off. Dancing. 94.9. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. Debelia Morgan. I don't care what anyone says.
It's Debelia.
Debelia. Why?
Debelia Morgan, right? Debelia Morgan.
I like the way you look at me like I would know.
Radio host and DJ,
yeah.
I was hoping.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Debelia. I'm going with Debelia.
Debelia, it sounds, yeah,
it
I'm pretty
sounds,
sure.
It sounds
nice. It's like, today, like, pick on Ginny Day. Like, is she an accent that we're all just going to make fun of? And, yeah. You know, I control the buttons, people. I can, that's all I can do today.
She pushes the buttons. She pushes those buttons.
After you said Jadeki, you flopped. That was. Yeah!
You lost respect for me. No! Hey, if you want to say hello to us, 0427-JOY949, or you can tweet us live at Her Society Live, or email us.
onair@joy.org.au. You can ask the girls anything you like. Well, kind of. We'll screen it, and we'll decide if we want to tell them.
Exactly. We have a huge screening process here at Joy. Yes. It involves a whole panel of people who are standing there wearing suits and those big airport scanners, and they actually scan the message through, and then we decide whether it says.
There's a beep.
And a beep has come through. Ooh.
Oh, I got to give a shout out. This is Sara, and I want to give a shout out to Jesse from Port Ferry. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. Ooh.
Hey.
Now, can I just clarify something? Recently, I asked someone if they had a boo. Now, a boo, is that generally supposed to be significant other, or can a boo be like my best friend?
It's
or my
evolved
friend?
Over time. Boo used to be like your boo thing, like kind of on the side, and then boo became like your boo, like Whitney's my boo, but then... Also now everyone just calls everyone boo pretty much. It's like here you like hey love, we're like hey boo. Yeah.
So boo can be used in more than the romantic
and
partner.
You can
way.
Call anyone your boo, except I mean obviously a friend or a colleague.
It's affectionate,
it's
isn't
like
it?
It's like the term of endearment. Yeah.
It's like mate, but the ghetto eyes.
More like honey or love or sweetheart.
Yeah, basically.
Sweetheart. You just chuck that one in there. Yeah. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
I like that.
Are we all boos
we're precious.
Here? We're all boos.
We're all boos.
Boo. Pick a boo. Got a tweet in from Tess at Her Society Live asking, could you please ask them if they watch Law & Order SVU and if they ever have met Marissa Hargitay?
Oh, my God. I love
me
SVU.
Too. She does.
She always catches me on. They play marathons that last hours and hours, and I rarely watch SVU, but I will not leave the couch for the entire day.
SVU. I didn't pick Peeps for SVU.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Do you watch Modern Family?
I just started to. Because she looks like, Sada looks like Sofia Vergara to me.
Can you do her voice? Anything from her?
No.
No. Okay, that's good. That's good.
So please don't tell me to, okay? I don't know how good that is, but I tried.
That was good. Zebu can do a really good Sofia.
I cannot.
You can. There's a whole podcast up on our website where she's just yelling.
All I'm saying is, Jake! Jake!
That's all I'm saying. That's all she says.
I believe you said something like, your coffee tastes like El Diablo. If I do it, I'll sound Indian. But,
your coffee tastes like El Diablo. Something like that. But no.
No. All right. So anyone wants to text through 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au or you can tweet us.
Tweet us, Her Society Live.
Oh,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Now let's get back to Australian slang game. We're up to a very intense part of it. This is like phase two. They get more intense as you go along, in case you've noticed, or it's just what I could find on Google. So the next thing, Whitney Mixer, is...
Oh, don't get your knickers in a knot.
So what do you think that means?
I mean, you know, I think it involves...
Because getting your knickers in a knot is not comfortable.
No,
it's like a wedgie. And can you imagine sitting down with your knickers in a knot? It wouldn't be good.
It's like having a stick up your arse.
Oh, you just owned another one there. That's another cheer.
That's fantastic. Yep. It's kind of like don't freak out or don't make a big deal or it can
chill
be
out.
A
yeah.
It's
okay. Like, you're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
Chill, woman.
Chill. Well, the next one we've got is over to you, sir.
Struth.
Now, if you've watched Home and Away any time in your life or if you've had, Alf Stewart is very big on... Actually, half of this stuff is actually from Alf Stewart's vocabulary. Struth just means... It's a utility word for anything that means, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Struth. So next time, Struth is a word.
A utility word.
Utility word. Yeah.
That's even more surprising. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
A utility word.
Yeah.
That's for enough. That's for the next time you come here, right?
Okay.
Take it easy, Whitney. Just try to ace this. She wants to go to the next level.
You are competitive.
Over to you, Asha.
I have no idea how to say this, but Strike me rogue.
Oh, she's got it. Strike me rogue.
I don't know what that means.
Can I be honest with you? That also means, oh my God, but it's a bit more heightened.
It's a little more dramatic.
Strike me rogue!
Yay! Oh, she owned that one too. You had hand gestures with that.
Asha, you should work in radio.
I should. Oh, I should. That's a good idea.
Yeah. She's got Alicia Keys gems still. Just so you know.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah. And Will Smith gems.
And oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she does. Did you know that?
Not now.
You gotta like kind of jar her.
Yeah.
In a jar. That's what I meant. She's like, no.
Don't.
Leslie, over to you.
Flamin' Gala.
Flamin' Gala. Gala.
Gala.
Gala.
It's Gala.
Oh, I don't even know.
I that. Love how she said Gala because you know what? It would be cooler if it was Flamin' Gala because some.
Wait,
like,
what is it?
Flamin' Gala.
Oh.
I believe a Gala is a bird.
It is a bird.
So when it's like Flamin' Gala.
So it's like a gay bird or. Like a shockingly gay bird.
Maybe.
It could be a gay bird.
It
I think
should be.
Flaming Galaris, you know, I think it was an old wives' tale when, you know, the wife kind of goes nuts. Like, stop shouting like a flaming galar.
Ah.
You know, don't run around like headless children.
Crazy bird.
Pretty much.
Ooh. Crazy bird.
Pretty much.
I love this next one. Who's got the next one?
Oh, God, that's such, I feel like this is one we all know. Yeah. Chuck another one on the Bobby.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah. You guys are doing really well with this. We'll see if we need to continue. I reckon you're already Australian. So it's going to make you sing the Australian anthem.
We're practically Australian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we are.
Right now, here's Sergeant Slick with Bride of the Night. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie on your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. You can still text through on 0427-JOY949.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au or you can tweet us at Her Society Live.
Actually, Tessa just tweeted back saying, thank you, Whitney.
Aww.
I'm so glad you love it. That's what she said. Sorry, I kind of stopped at the wrong moment. Thank you,
thank you, Whitney.
That it wasn't my suppose there. I had to keep going. Yes, you can still tweet through it. Have any SMSs come through?
We just got a tweet wanting to know if you guys are coming back to Australia next year.
We need to ask you that.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's talk. We'll see if you guys can come back and handle a third year.
Oh, third year, that would be nuts.
I know, it is nuts. But speaking of years in a row, we've been to Dinah. How many years in a row now?
Well, you've been three times.
Three times. You've been two.
Two.
We've
so
been
two. Next year's going to be my hat trick.
Wow.
Next year's going to be your
quadruple.
There's no. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. No one's ever gotten that level yet to make the fourth level. But yeah, it's going to be your fourth in a row.
Yeah,
which is pretty exciting.
Oh, look, it's a good effort, isn't it? Four diners in a row.
How many diners have you had between the four of you?
Too many.
we're talking like high 50s, I reckon.
But remember, it's only a couple of hours away from us.
Two hours.
Yeah. I think you guys have to make a greater effort to go to Dinah.
Yeah, just true. A little bit.
Just a 15-hour plane ride.
That's all good. You know, 15-hour plane ride, two hours on the road.
Same ride that you guys took coming here.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, awesome. Well, we'll see you guys at Dinah if we don't see you in Australia next year. But Zebu, aren't they coming back next year?
I want them to. Hey, well, I have to tell you something. Whitney revealed something absolutely huge, and then I made Whitney say it again last night, but I'd like you to explain the big news.
Well, yes. Last year, at the same time, it was actually Sada's birthday when we were here, and my plan initially, which I shared with Asha at the time, was that I was initially going to propose to Sada in Melbourne on her birthday in front of the crowd. But it kind of got back to production that was in my thought process, and they kind of requested that I do it on camera, and I wanted to share it with the world as well as Melbourne.
And can you believe that I had absolutely no idea about this plan until like 2 days ago when we were sitting at lunch. I'm like, okay, I had no idea you didn't.
Well, I had already done it, you know.
And then we could just be like, oh yeah, hey, we've been planning coming here. You could be like, oh yeah, by the way.
Well, I redid it last night.
She got down on one knee.
I got down on one
knee. She got down on one knee, did it.
And again. For some reason, I was nervous all over again.
Aww.
I wish I had that audio button that went, aww.
You do, us.
You can, yeah. You can record us. I want the. Yeah.
There you go.
Can you do cricket noises?
What is that?
Oh, no. Damn,
wait, hold on.
Yeah,
Wow, or something's getting
I've
choked.
Never done that in my life.
Oh my gosh. That was fantastic.
I've got to say, you guys have been married for how long now?
Oh, well, we've been married since June.
Do the math.
You had to think about that with
you. Yeah, well, we had two. We got legally married in Connecticut, and then unfortunately, because Prop 8 was overturned, we can't get legally married in California, so we had our wedding in California.
Right.
But we legally did it 2 months before in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And is it different for your married life, or is it just kind of the same thing, but you've all made it official?
I think, you know, there's some added closure, so it's kind of like, you know, what's next?
Ooh.
Some little buns in the oven, maybe. Yeah.
Oh!
You never know.
Little Whitney's and Sada's running around.
Maybe. Ah!
One of them have dreads? Can then one of them have dreads?
Yeah, it's just going to come out with dreads. Lots of hair.
And, I mean, it's pretty good. I like it. I don't think it's changed much about, like, our personalities. I mean,
it's pretty
fun and awesome.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
we're married.
Fun.
I'm making marriage cool again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, who said you had to be boring when you're married?
Exactly.
I'm happy and happy too, right, babe?
Apparently, anytime now we're meant to find out whether Prop 8's going to be overturned again. Or is that right?
It was supposed to. It's actually supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to be this week, but I guess next week we're going to find out if the appeal went through. So we'll see.
Keep your fingers crossed for us, you guys.
Yep. Yes. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for you guys.
Oh, awesome. Yes. You guys got your no hate photos done, didn't you?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I don't have mine. She'd
get yours done soon, Tara. They're awesome.
I know, I really want to.
Absolutely. It would help if I turned my mic on when I come into things, wouldn't it?
And mine.
Yeah, normally I leave yours off and leave mine on, but it was a fair equality thing going on here. Can you believe it's almost the end of the show? It kind of just flies.
It goes too fast.
Now, how's it feel being back on AZ? But do you feel a bit rusty? Do you feel a bit...
I miss it. Like, don't get me wrong. I miss being on air. I'm very frustrated that I can't be in studio as much as I want to.
Frustrated. But you're coming back over Christmas, aren't you?
Totally. Yeah, and I've got some time off over Christmas for
Woo!
Sure.
Woo! Yay!
Oh, tell me about it. Oh, my Lord.
I think everyone's rejoicing at that on the East Coast, given the following that you've created flying there so much.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm hoping to be back. Oh, I have good exciting news next week. As soon as I drop these guys at the airport Monday morning, I fly to New Zealand to work on the Hobbit film premiere.
The Hobbit!
The Hobbit film premiere.
Oh, you'll be the tallest person there.
I will be.
Yeah!
Wait, how tall is Peter Jackson?
Actually,
no, he's pretty short. He's pretty short.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Back to what I was saying, you'll be the tallest person there.
Yes, so I'll be, you know, getting all the scoop. Scoop about what's going on over there.
Oh, fantastic. And are you going to be there for a while? Or?
Oh, until Friday. They want to keep me till Saturday, but I'm going to try and come back a bit early.
To Sydney or to Melbourne?
To Melbourne.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well, come say hello.
Oh, where for shit?
Pop down and, you know, say hello if we're still here by the time you fly back.
Yeah, no, I will.
Now, you guys tomorrow are going to be at Alumbra with a Q&A, so it's an intimate session with the two of you, getting to know you better. Can we ask you anything? Is there a limit what you won't answer?
No, I'd say we're pretty
questions.
Limitless.
I mean, based on what you've seen on television, we're pretty open.
Yeah, it's not like we instantly became conservative all of a sudden. Let's put it that way.
Awesome. So tomorrow it's going to be from 3 p.m. in Alumbra.
Yep, 3 p.m. onwards. Beautiful live music. It's a great venue on the water, isn't
it? Yep. Stunning venue. Probably one of Melbourne's best, I'd say.
Definitely. Yeah. It took me a long time to secure that, and we'll bring you the exclusive. I've got already so many people emailing me saying, "Will you be putting the video up on YouTube from all around the world?"
Oh, nice.
All
We're
around
excited
the world
for sure.
They want to know awesome. Some stuff about you guys.
Hey.
And DJ Ashes, are you going to be there too, like kind of cheering him on? Are you going to be reading, Esha? I heard that.
Am I going to be reading?
You're going to probably be in the corner.
Why does everyone keep asking me? You know what? I have a new iPad mini, which is amazing, and I downloaded some books for the trip. And one of them is really good. I mean, can't DJs read?
I thought maybe while they're answering questions, you'll be in the corner. Wait, Ginny, wait.
Yeah, right.
Turning.
I might have some questions of my own.
Oh! Hello, snap.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much to the four of you for taking time to spend time with us this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure as always having you. So hopefully we'll see you next year.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll get you to do another live read next time.
Yeah, I need the practice.
Yeah, we'll give you a bit more
I
notice.
I want to know what a doll blogger is, though. Oh, I'm not gonna lie,
sorry.
Just real quick.
A doll bludger is someone who is on welfare payments.
Oh, the doll.
Doll.
Yeah, the
doll.
Bludger. Bludger is like someone that's like lazy and a sponge that just wants to live off other people.
Yeah. So anyone who's not Natalie Zibble.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you work too much.
I will. I'm not a bludger for sure.
Yeah. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. We'll be back next week. Till then, please recycle.
What?
Thank you for choosing to fly
fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants.
Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.